We try to do that once in a while also, yeah, okay. Okay, bye side. No.
What? What?
Oh, I have to come to shit also. First of all, at least come. That's the first lap. That's not a bad idea. And Friday. Okay, we start this week, Bryce. No, Bryce. Right. Okay, so we have Rav Huna, Amar Abasi, actually Tula Shainis, Rav Huna, Amar Abasi, as to what is the Machlaikis, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, Machlaikis, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, and Rabbana. Nachis are tzipas and shir, meaning no schmoozing with each other and shir. That's remember tzipas and shir, huh?
It didn't start yet.
Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, Rabbi Yehuda and Mishnah says, it's enough. There's a chut. Huh? Kenegid Raiv, Moli Chut Apit, the Gruba, and the Chum saying even Moli Chut and the whole thing. Question, what exactly the Machlaik is? In the first Lashon, the Machlaikis from Rav Huna and Rav Chista. Rav Huna says the Machlaikis is Ashachat Shnei Shlish, Vehigrim Shlish. The Rabbanan say even that's possible because you need Kulai, you need the whole Shechita. Rav Yehuda says, no, really Kulai. But Vehigrim Shlish, Ashachat Shnei Shlish, then Kul Alma, it's possible. Gemara says, why? Chinafka Chiyusa Bina and Ruva B'Shechita. And heard that what that means, according to Rashi, means that the chiyas or the ikar chiyas, enough of the chiyas for some of us, that goes out by the roiv, and then and so then that whole thing has to be b'shechita, Rabbi Abram. Is that correct? Now, why does that have to be b'shechita? Because the chiyas is going out the whole time. No. Why, if the chi is only going out, we had a little bit of discussion yesterday, if the chi is only goes out at the 51% point, and why would you need that the whole thing is b'shechita, right? When the Gemara says the Lashon, yeah, chinafka chiyusa, being a ruba b'shechita, what does that mean? Says Rashi, Ruba b'shechita koyma. Who ruba the mape chiyusa bina b'shechita? That roiv, the roiv of the simon, that the chiz is going out. You need b'shechita. What?
If it's not cool, you don't have the whole roiv b'shechita.
No.
So it's coming from another place.
Kinafik chiyusa bina and ruba b'shechita, because otherwise, if it's not ruba b'shechita,
then some of it is coming from a place which has had promise.
But the chi is going out.
Only at that point.
The chi is going out by the roiv. Where is the chi is going out from?
If
by the roiv is going out, so who cares that there's a grama there? Okay, I don't know. So yesterday I thought Pshat was, and I think I still think that that's Pshat, that Kenaf Ruba, Kenaf Yusuf, being a Ruba Shechita, that means that when the Chiz is going out in the Roiv, and you need that the whole, it should all be B'Shechita. Okay? Now, Baleka, that's why Higrim Shlish, Meshachat Shnei Shlish, it's a problem because the Roiv has to be B'Shechita.
Rabbi,
why does Rashi
say
Ahuruba?
So, that is the
role.
If we're talking about the whole
thing. Ahuruba, the
Meg B'Chiyusa. It sounds like it's
no, meaning 51%. You need, when it says, Chinat B'Chiyusa, Be'inon Ruba B'Shechita, not you don't need Roiv B'Shechita. The Roiv is qualifying the Na B'Chiyusa. The way you read the Gemara can be, you need Roiv of that B'Shechita. Yeah, it's not true. You need when the Ahu Ruba, the Meb Chisa, the Roiv is going back on the Napa Chisa. The Chis goes out the Roiv, and that needs Beshchita. Amalei Rav. So Chista argues, and he says,
lose everyone. Let's try to focus and get the whole picture now. Yes, there was a little bit of ball gaps. I just wanted try to get this straight. Now, okay, so that's the Lishna Kama of Rav Huna. Rav Chisda argues, and he says, no, the Mechleikus is Vaker, Behigim Shlish, Vashacha Shnei Shlish. Rav Yaisi holds that it's like Chatzik Hana Pagam, just like Chatzik Hana Pagam, yeah, 50% was of the Kana was Pagam. Shef a little bit, it's kosher. So too, by Higrim, Vishachat, it's the same thing. Higrim Vishachat, the same thing. Higrim is not different than Chatzikar Pagam. And Meila, now the Vishachat, the middle, Higrim Shlish, Vishachat Shlish, you're good. Okay? And here is a question. Yeah, at this point, it's a real question. When we say, it means to have Chatzikar Pagam. And that's why Higrim, Shachat, Higrim is kosher. Higrim, Shachat, Shnei, Shlish is kosher. According to Rav Chisda. Yes? And that's Mechaikis. According to Rav Yisrael, you hold it's kosher. But I say, no. Hasa Makam Shechita, Hachla Makam Shechita. So when we say that Midav Chatzkan Apogam, by Chatzkan Apogam, you have to cut it a little bit. Here it says Higrim, Shlish, Shachat, Shnei, Shlish. Is Shnei, Shlish, Dafka, or not? Okay? Rashi said the Shnei Shlish is Dafka, and Rashi says because it's different than Chatzikana Pagam, because over there, Hachad B'Taysef is called Shuloi Sagi, Loi Mitstarfa Groma Lachshuri Lishchita. Hoyo V'Lav Mokim Shchita. Chatzikana Pagam, the Pagam is B'Mokim Shchita. If it's b'mokim shchita, it could be mitzdarif. Rashi's mashma with a little bit of a shchita you're doing to go over the 51% mark. Yeah, over the 50% mark. I mean, yeah. Mashen came by a grama. It's not b'mokim shchita. So then Rashi says you need to shech 2/3, or maybe at least 50%. Not 60, not 66%, maybe 51%. Point is, what's Rashi's mashma? Rashi's mashma, the bechatzik kana pagam, the pagam is mitzdarif to the shchita and becomes part of the shchita. Okay? And then Moshe learns later that that's gufa mechleikus, Rav Huna reviewed it later, that do we say, what's the yisrael of chatzik kana pagam? It's chatzik kana pagam, the pshat is, all you need to do is shech that part that goes over the roiv. That's all you need to shech. That's what Chatzik Hapan is good because you shech all you bets and need shechit is only on the part where the chiyas goes out, and that's at that roiv, right? Or no, betsim you need the whole roiv shechita. Elamai the Chatzik Hana Pogam is mitzdarif to the shchita. Since it's in a makain, the motion, some gimel, since it's not a makam of treifus, yeah, the chatzikana pogam is not a makam of treifus, so meila, it's mitzdarif to the shchita gar. It's mitzdarif to the shchita. The chatzikana pogam is mitzdarif to the shchita. And that becomes part of the shchita. Okay?
What?
It's not a ma'aser shechita. It's not a hechsher shechita.
It's not an actual shechita. It's not a ma'aseh shechita.
Why is it considered makom shechita?
Why is it saying makom shechita? Because that's where we shech.
Yeah, so why isn't Hagrama? Hagrama, because he didn't.
Hagrama is not a makom shechita.
Yeah.
Hagrama is not a makom shechita.
We're saying it's
now.
It's mistarif to the sheer robe, and mistarif to the necessary chiyas that you take out.
It's mitzvah to the shirayv. It's mitzvah lachshur shchita. It's mitzvah to the hechsher shchita. Yes, yes. Mitzvah to the hechsher shchita. One thing. It's mitzvah to the hechsher shchita. Hashem gave hagrama. Hagrama is not a makom shchita. It can't be mitzvah to the hechsher shchita. Can't be mitzvah to the hechsher shchita. Therefore, you have to shech 51%. I think in Rashi, then it's not 66%. 51%. Right, Higma Shlish, Meshachah Shnei Shlish, Yilin Yirashi, the Chayr Shnei Shlish is not Dafka. Right, Chayr means 51%. Yeah, and then that will be the Shechita. That will be the Shechita. Now,
so why are they not Psulim in the Miyakam Lepana?
The Chayr, but there's a problem with this, and that is, I don't really have a Torah, it's how does the Shnei with Rashi and Chav Ches? How does it stem with Rashi and Chav Ches? Rashi and Chav Ches, we have many by Shoha. Yeah, Rashi Chav Ches, I'm an olive in Maskel, the Shoha book. Yeah? Yeshechted Chatzi Gagreris, Veshok de Shchit Acheris, Vagama Shetos Aksher. Right? Shoha. Yes? After you shechted half of the agaris, the Bryce says it's okay. Says Rashi, right before the wide lines, Mishum the chetzig agaris lav haschol shechita he shafil nikra chetziav leimitch vebaki. Even if it would be cut, it wouldn't trade. Therefore, it's not haschol as shechita he. So the lashon of lav haschol shechita he sounds like b'chal is no shaykh as the shechita. The chatzi reshine of the kana, yeah. The chatzi kama of the kana has no shaykh. The mid kama of the kana has no shaykh. It's the shechita. Rashi says that's why it's not shaykh. That's why it's no psul shir. That's why it's no psul shir. That's why we said pashas is no psul chalad either. Not like Beis Halevi. That was holding in Rashi Lama and Beis got the chalad. So. I'm not sure how that stems with this Rashi. If we're saying in Rashi, the Rashi says by us that the difference between yes, Higrim Shlish, Meshachat Shnei Shlish, and Chatzikon Apogim, and you just shechted a little bit, the difference is whether or not it's Mokim Shechita or not, and Rashi explains it. And then Rashi says, because by Higrim it can't be mitzdarf to the Shechita. That sounds like Moshen came by Chatzkan Apogum, it's mitzdarf to the Hechsher Shechita. And I'm just adding the idea of the Memoisha, who has a tzad, he doesn't discuss this Rashi, he has a tzad to say that the Chatzikon Apogum becomes part of the Shechita. So Meila, I don't know how that stems with Rashi and Chav Ches. It's a Mokamiyah.
Rashi says Nikra,
that
it was
what?
Nikra.
Rashi says even if it was Nikra. He just brings a riot.
Right.
The reason why it's not part of Shechita is even if it was ripped.
I know, but ripped, I don't know that you ripped it.
I don't know. The Kanapogam, you didn't rip it either.
That's
fine. Huh? Oh, you're saying you didn't do it? So.
Right.
What's that to do anything? But Chatzkam didn't do it, and still saying it's not. I don't understand. The question is the first part of the Kana have any Shaykh and Shechita or not? Right? If I saw Rashi Chav Ches, I ask myself, what is Shechita of the Kana? Yeah? What will the answer be? That little bit that goes over the right. At that Zel. That's what Shechita is. Maybe afterwards, that's the Mid Basra. That's Gemara Sofik later, what happens to Mid Basra. Okay? But what's Iker Shechita? If I don't continue, what's Iker Shechita? Shechita is going over the roiv, that's Shechita. Here I see a different idea. Here Rashi talks about being mitzdarf, lahechsher Shechita,
Yeah? By Hagrama, doesn't snar the Hechsher Shechita, and by Chatzik HaPagam, it's snar the Hechsher Shechita. So you see that the Chatzik HaPagam is snar to the Shechita. So Chayra, like Yosef is asking, so why are there Psalim then? Okay, so that's, I don't know. I don't know. Now, let's move on. Now, what are the bottom? So that's the Shechita. Go ahead. So Kodesh Chista, yeah? Machoikis is by Higrim Vishachat. Yes, he holds Chatzkan Apogam. And the Rabbanan say, no, what's their problem? They say, what? Yeah, it's not Makam Shechita. And therefore, what? Says Rashi. Hasam Ahu Pagam B'Makam Shechita Hu. Machim and Ein Tarfus B'Kana. Hacha Tifsak Ruba. Have a long commission on Nifkama. So these words of Rashi are very important. Rabbi Abraham stole on yesterday. And Rashi says, Rabban Hasam Upagan, the Makam Shechitahu, Chimin the Ain Tarifus Bakana, Acha Tifsa Gruba. There's no tarifus in the Kana until you cut more than your price, more than right. Have a long commission on Nifkama. Rashi says that Kilo nothing happened. Afal gav nafka lo chiyusa lav kule. He wanted to argue on what I was saying before, that the chiyus does go out the whole time. And Rashi says, since there's no treifus, at least in the chamim, kemishlo nifkama. It's as if nothing happened. So that means the chayr saying the chiyus is not going out. That's what we were just arguing about. Are we saying that when we talk about Ruba, Binon, yeah? Ruba Mishchita, Chinafka Chiyusa, Binon, Ruba Mishchita, does that mean that it was Chiyus going out the whole time? Right? Akban Rashi here says, Kimishle Nifkama. Kimishle Nifkama. Yeah? The Chatzikana Pogam is Kimishle Nifkama, as if nothing happened. Why? Because Hare doesn't come treif. There's no dentarfus over there. So you see, it's not a sensitive area. And Mela, Kemishla Nifkami, the Chayr no Chiyus went out. That's where Abraham is like in these words of the Rashi. Afgan chinafka lechiyusa lav kuli ruba b'shchita nafik. Miu b'mokim b'shchita miu nafka kula chiyusa. Aba grama lav shchita hi. V'lav mokim b'shchita hi. So the Rabbanan is saying that there's a psul over here. The fact that the chiyus is going out with the hagrama, a tzirv of the hagrama with the shechita, Psula nafka, nafak. Hamela, that's why by Higrim Shlish, Shochet Shnei Shlish, there we say the Rashi Mashma that's Chala Psul. It's Chala Psul. So, whereas Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda, you could continue the Shechita, yeah, according to Rashi, and get your Yeroiv with the rest of the Shechita. Chum say no, it's Chal Psul already. It's Chal Psul that when you hit the Rav and the Chiyus is going out from not just Shechita, not a Mokim Shechita, then we say that the Psul. That itself is already Chal Psul. Yeah.
That's the kind of problem is Kamisha Lidufkama, how to give to the rest of the Shechita.
According to Rabbanan, I don't know that it's Mistarev. If maybe that's good for Machlaikis over here. Or maybe it's good for Machlaikis. The answer may be really great in Kasha. I mean, what you're bringing up on your saying. Because Rash said before that it's Mistarev. And maybe according to the Chum Rashi says it's Kamishla Nifkama.
So what's maybe the Fidei Chachamim. Avishai has a good point. Yeah, how can you say it's mitznarif if nothing happened? Or is it mitznarif? Sound like what we were saying before. It sounds like something happened. Mitznarif. One second. Mitznarif. So maybe I'll go. Maybe it's good for the machlekes. Maybe the chum taka hold that. No, it's not. What? So, if the Mishlei Nitkama, we're asking, how can that stem with what Rashi said before, that it's the start? I don't know, we'll have to think about that. Now, okay, so going to Rav Chisna, the machlokes is by Higrim b'Shochat. But by Shochat b'Higrim, Shochat Shnei Shlish b'Higrim, then Kulam is kosher. Why? Everyone holds Rav Kula. Yeah? That's machlokes Rav Chisna in the first Lashon, that's machlokes Rav Chisna and Rav Huna. Okay? Going to Rav Huna, the machlokes is whether you say Rav Kula or not. And according to Chisna, no, everyone says Ruba Kula, Shaka Shnei Shlish, and Mishlish is kosher because Ruba Kula. Like this is by Higrim Vishacha. Now, this is all in Rashi, that we started saying before. The Rashi says that you need, by Higrim Vishacha, Higrim Shlish, Shaka Shnei Shlish, you need to talk to Shnei Shlish. Other Rishonim argue, they say no, that. If we're saying that if Fir Beis Behud according to Chisna, yeah, we'll see in the Lishna Achrina in the Fir Avuna, yeah, then we're saying that we're down to meet the Chatzkan Pogam. If it's like Chatzkan Pogam, you have Chatzkan Pogam, all you need to do is go over to 50%. So do by Higrim Mishlish Veshachat 17%. That's what we're trying to say. Now. This is all the first lashon. So Bamis in the second lashon is basically just Rav Chisna or Rav Huna take on Rav Chisna's side. Yeah, Lishna Achrin. I'm like Rav Huna, Rav Asi. Machlekes b'shugim b'shlish, b'shachet shnei shlish. Rav Yisrael b'yud the savar. Min da'av v'chatz kana pogam. Rabban ha'asam makam shchita, achla makam shchita. Av v'shachet shnei shlish v'yigim shlish. Divrakok ekshera. Dotanan ruba shlechu kimayu. But according to the second lashon of Rav Huna Ramasi, everyone agrees. It's like Rav Chisna. Everyone agrees that Shachat Shnei Shlish is kosher because the Mishnah says Ruba Shlech Al Kamayu. Everyone holds you say Ruba Kula. And the whole machlokes is by whether we're medame Higrim Shlish to Chatzkan Apogim or not. Now. Okay, so again, Masker, then Rav Chisna is role reversal over here. My name alone, the who ruba the house of Labres Biuda, Labres Biuda, and he asked of the call ruba alma Labres Biuda. Another b'shchid kamina the shaman alu the plegi. So again, the same shatutai we had before with Abaya and Rav Chisna. Now Rav Chisna is the one that's attacking Rav Huna Amara, who said everyone holds ruba kula because of Mishnah. So who said maybe Mishnah Labres Biuda? So what? Only Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda holds a bride. I said, no, only Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda holds a bride by Shechita. So, that's not the bottom again. So, for the second Lashon, Rav Huna himself holds, and the Machlokes is by Higrim Shlish, B'Shaka Shnei Shlish, by Shaka Shnei Shlish, by Higrim Shlish, Kulam Mahol, that's Kashi.
Isn't it weird, like, the Rav Chisna and the Lishna Achrina, he's trying to make a Machlokes between Rav Yossi and Rabbanan?
He's playing devil's advocate. He's saying, how do you know that this is the machlokes? Maybe this is the machlokes.
Why would we think that there's two machlokes?
Not two machlokes.
Also,
no, it's only machlokes. No. Matzav chizim, man lame long. No. What do you mean? No, he's saying that. No. He's asking, let it be the other way. Let machlokes be. Like a ruin of the Shekhamah, that's what he means there. Yeah?
Now, okay, so here it's very significant. In the Lishna Basra, Rav Huna himself is the one that says, now, Fir B'Yasa Rav Yehuda, that we say, Higdum Shlish, yeah, Shlomo, V'shochet Shnei Shlish, it's kosher. That's Rav Huna Amar Rav Asi. And the Gemara before said, we pass Rav B'Yasa Rav Yehuda. Right? We didn't learn the Gemara. The Gemara on the Yuchesim and Aleph. That means Rav Huna would tell you, Higrim Shlish, Shaka Shnei Shlish, it should be kosher. So here, all the Rishonim have a big problem. How does that stem with Rav Huna in his Machlaikis with Rav Yehuda? The next Gemara, Higrim Shlish, Vishachat Shlish, Vihigrim Shlish. Rav Huna Amar Ksheira, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Treifa. Rav Huna Amar Rav Ksheira, Kinafka Chiyusa, Vishchita Kanafka. Vihigrim Shlish, Vishachat Shlish. So now when it was Nafak Chiyusa, which is by the Raiv, it was Nafak B'Chiyusa, it was Nafak B'Shchita. Even though it started with Hagrama. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Amar Treifa, Bina Ruba B'Shchita V'Leka. Bina Ruba B'Shchita V'Leka. So what does this mean? Says Rashi. Me B'Chiyusa Shlish Emtsai B'Rayv Simen Hu. So when the Chiyus is going out, it's B'Shchita. That's enough. As long as the Chiyus goes out B'Shchita, that's good. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says Treifa. Bina Ruba B'Shchita. Bina Ruba B'Shchita. V'Leg Arsina says Rashi. Nafka Chiyusa. Bina Ruba B'Shchita. What is the difference these two Girsaris in Rashi? Again, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav says, Higrim Shachat Vehigrim is Treifa. The Gemara says, why? Beinon Ruba, Rashi has the Girsa Beinon Ruba B'Shchita. Vehigrim Shachat Vehigrim, Raiv is not B'Shchita. That's Rashi's Girsa. He had the Girsa Kinafik, Nafka Chiyusa, Beinan Ruba B'Shchita, which is exact thing, same thing that we had, that Lashon we had before. That Lashon we had before, in the Lishna Kama, by Higrim Shlish, B'Shachat Shnei Shlish, that's possible why, Kinafka Chiyusa, Beinan Ruba B'Shchita, which meant that we needed the whole Raiv, yeah, it has to be B'Shchita. Ve'inon Ruba B'Shchita, Ki Nafka Chiyusa, which is B'Raiv, Ve'inon B'Shchita. Right? Like Rashi said, Ha'u Ruba, the made B'Chiyusa, you need Shchita. The Raiv, the Chiyus goes out in the Raiv, that whole Raiv has to be B'Shchita. Now, there was a Geras in the Gemara that is what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. And reason why Higrim, Shachat Vehigrim is possible is why? Because Vehigrim, Shachat Vehigrim, you didn't check, right? That's what this Gears is saying. So now, says Rashi, that can't be. You can't be Gears that. Why? The Rav Yehuda lab b'meit b'chiyusa tali taima. According to Rabbi Yehuda, says Rashi, has nothing to do with Mei B'Chiyusa. Okay? Listen to Rashi. It has nothing to do with Mei B'Chiyusa. La B'Mei B'Chiyusa Tali Taima. How can you tell me that you need Mei B'Chiyusa B'Shchita? That means the whole Raiv has to be B'Shchita, because that's when the Chiyus goes out, and the Chiyus has to go out totally B'Shchita. I was learning that can't be Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. That can't be why Higrim Shachat V'Higrim is not good. Why? Because right soon after this, the Gemara is going to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shachat Higrim Shachat is good. The first machlokes is Higrim Shachat V'Higrim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's kosher. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's trade.
Yeah.
What about the opposite? Shachat higum v'shachat. According to Rav Huna, it's trey, and according to Yehuda, it's kosher. Says Rashi, if you're telling me by higum v'shachat v'higrim, it's trey because you need ruba v'shchita, kimat v'chiyusa v'ruba v'shchita. That means you need the first 51% has been v'shchita. Shachat higrim v'shachat. Is 51% the first 51%? Is it b'shchita? Okay, so why is it kosher? What does ma'apachius and b'shchita mean? That 51% has to be b'shchita. That's what the words mean. 51%? 51% has to be b'shchita. The chiyus, kina'apachius has to be b'shchita. The whole Yetzirah Zechias has to be b'shchita. When I was learning, I'm learning different. Yeah, but either way, the bottom line it means that 51% has to be b'shchita. Okay, so if you can't tell me the reason why higrim shachat b'higrim is treif because you don't have 51% b'shchita, the first 51%, then shachat higrim b'shachat should also be treif. Because you only have 33%. Good. Over here you had 17%, and then you have 33%. Okay, but still not 51%. So that's where Rashi trashes this gerusa. We can't have this gerusa in Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, what must be the gerusa? Hayol v'ruba b'shchita. See, alamayat megayris. Hayol v'ruba b'shchita. Yeah? All you need is roi b'shchita. Okay? So even though Rashi speaks out, when there was Mebechiyusa, when is the Mebechiyusa? In 51%. Yeah, that was not Beshchita. Shachat, Hirgim, Shachat. Yeah? The Chiyus didn't go out Beshchita. Still it's kosher. Why? Because what do you need for Yehuda? Roy b'shchita. Okay? Roy b'shchita. And look, I wanted to add maybe a hesber that maybe is a fundamental machlok, is what is shchita? Okay? According to Rav Huna, it's being made b'chiyusa, that's what shchita is. So meila, that's why higim v'shachat v'higim is kosher. Because when the chiz is going out at the 51% mark, it's going out b'shchita.
That was 51.
What?
Right? Now, if you're able to
yes.
Do it, you must have become that.
Correct.
As long as it feels changed.
Exactly. That's it. What does he say?
The other Rav Yehuda, instead of Yehuda, what did
he say? I know that. Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda Makshayr, kinafka chiyusa b'shchita. When the chiyus goes out, it's b'shchita. That's what you need. Okay? When the chiyus goes out, it's b'shchita. I mean, at that 51%, it goes out b'shchita. Rav Yehuda says, no. What do you need? You need the shech. You don't need to take out chiyus b'shchita, here Moshe. You don't need to take out shchita b'chiyus. You don't have to take out the chiyus b'shchita. You need a shech, right. You need a maisa shchita, shechting, roiv, that's man. Okay, so I don't care if the roiv is in the beginning. I don't care if the roiv is at the end. I don't care if the roiv is split up. Shachat higim v'shachat. As long as at the end of the day you have 51%, come out of it. Okay? Now.
Can I focus whether Chiyus comes out of the whole Shkita versus just on the 51%?
Is that the machlokes here?
Could that be part?
No. No, I'm saying not like that. I'm coming off Fuke then. Because when Rashi says, look at the Rashi. It's kosher. Okay? So Rashi said when the chiyus went out, it was without shchita. Okay? Not because Rashi, right? As long as you have roi b'shchita, it's okay. Even though the chiyus went out, not b'shchita. Shachat higim v'shachat. Yeah? The chiyus didn't go out b'shchita. Rashi doesn't say because the chiyus is going out all the time. The chiyus did not go out b'shchita, it's still kosher. Why? Because you shechted 51%. That's what I think about simple Shan Rashi. Okay? Yeah.
So it's interesting. Do you have to see the Yehuda that he doesn't agree with? I mean, if you have.
Oh, so that's a very good question. Okay, excellent question. I was wondering why no one asked me that yesterday. I'll be able to end the share, guess no one. The end the share. So it's not kasha. Why there's no question to end the share. So God has asked a very good question. I'm saying that you need 50, if it's just shech 51%, right? It's not. So then, why is chas kind of problem good? You didn't check 51%. El may have to say, like the Mimaisha, that's part. It becomes part of the shechita. That's a chayyim. You have to say. We said this from the Mimaisha. That the chetzik kind of problem is the star of the shechita. So that's called 51% of the shechita.
And in the case of Hagrim, can't
be mistaken
because
the government
is an
Israel.
That's right.
Okay. Yes. Can't be mistaken. It's not a mother shri. That's right. Yeah. Okay. Now, the Rishonim, as we said, have a problem. Before Avunas said, if you're based of Yehuda, Higrin, Shlish, the Shochat Shnei Shlish, yeah? What's it in? Lishnachrina. Machlekes shehigim shlish b'shalach shneishu. B'yais b'hudu sa'avar min na'am v'chaz gana pagam. Rabbanan. And this tool of shyness in Rav Chisda. According to the first lashon of Rav Chisda, what's it in? By Higrim Shlish, B'shachet Shnei Shlish, B'kula Alma, it's shred, right? According to the second lashon, what? According to the Lishna Kama, Machlokes is by B'shachet Shnei Shlish, by Higrim Shlish, B'shachet Shnei Shlish, B'kula Alma, it's possible. Okay. According to that lashon, so chayitz is straight up steer of Avuna. Avuna there says higrim shlish b'shachet shnei shlish is possible. Here Avuna says higrim shachet higrim. We ended up even doing higrim shnei shlish. That's him. Okay. We're saying Avuna says kasha. So what's going on? Okay. And that's kasha. Yeah?
Can you repeat it?
Rav Huna in the Lishna Kama said, Higim Shish, Meshach Shnei Shish is possible. Yeah?
I thought it was
Rav Huna. No, I didn't say Rav Chisda. I said Rav Huna. And Rav Huna in the second, in the Gemara, there's Machlekes with Rav Yehuda, Rav Huna, Amar Rav says, Higrim, Meshachat, Behigrim is Kosh. Okay? Straight up steer. Now, okay, that's the simplest way of asking the question. Now, according to the second lashon, according to Rashi, we have a stira. According to the second lashon, according to Rav Huna and Lishna Basra, Higrim Shlish, Veshochat Shnei Shlish, according to Beis of Yehuda, is a kosher. According to the second lashon, Lishna Basra.
Yeah.
Higrim, Shlish. Veshachat Shnei Shlish, according to Chum, it's possible. According to Yehuda, it's kosher. Yes? What?
Yeah.
Now, but according to Rashi, what does Shachat Shnei Shlish mean? Shachat Shnei Shlish. Yes? Or not Shnei Shlish, whatever. Let's just, for argument, let's go. Shnei Shlish. It means Higrim Shlish. How much does the Shechita have to be? Shnei Shlish, not 17%. Okay? Now. Or 33%. Right? Certainly not 33%. Yes? So now, Zebi,
Rav Huna at the bottom says, Shachat Shlish, Higim Shlish, Shachat Shlish. How much Shechita did you do? 33%. Higim Shachat Higim. What did I say?
Yeah, Rabbi said
Higim Shachat Higim. You have to be very careful over here. Higrim Shachat Higim. Rav Huna says it's kosher. How much Shechita did he do? 33%. Okay. 17%.
Shlish of the rove, you
said? I just said, for argument's sake, let's keep it 33%, just to make things smooth. You're right, you don't need 30%. 17 is enough. Why would I say 17? Why are you looking at me like I'm crazy?
I would have thought 1% was also enough.
No. If you shech 33% and you shech 1%, it's straight.
17.
It's 49. 50. 33 plus 17. If you don't do anything else, you let it die.
Saying in case we
did okay. Fine. Okay. Fine. No. Not, yeah. And then name the rest. I know.
Okay.
Okay. Now. Oh, so everybody, I know. Even going to listen, Basra. We're going to Rashi. This is the Ravun. So we pass like Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Higim Shlish, Mishachat Shnei Shlish is kosher, but you still need Shnei Shlish. And Rav Huna himself says in the bottom, Higim Shlish, Higim Mishachat, all you need is 33%. Okay? Not even that. So we have a stira in Rav Huna himself. Now, so the Ramban over here, the Ramban in Rashi, asks the second Kasha, and he says something very strange. Very strange. I thought we don't know. Can't read the words. The Rashi Kasha, me the half of Ketzkanapog, me, Hochab, the Sefes, Kolshu. The Ramban in the first paragraph, was said that when the Gemara says Higrim Shlish, Veshochat Shnei Shlish, according to the Lishna Basra, Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda, it's kosher. So Shnei Shlish is Lav Dafka Shochat Shnei Shlish, as I mentioned before. Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda, who I did, Higrim Shlish, Veshochat Shlish. And even that's really Lav Dafka, as Ritva points out, it's Higrim Shlish, Veshochat, 17%, that's also kosher. You just need to go over to 51%. Why? That you machshir higim shlish v'shachat shlish higim shlish. Or vade hagram shabesayip ain machshir asay. You do higim shachat higim. The higim at the end doesn't help you too much for the shechita. Higim shachat higim is kosher. Then how can then why higim would need, in the Mishnah, what you're asking, we need Higrim Shlish, Meshachat Shnei Shlish. El Shchita Shlish Emtsai, Himach Shirasa, Menich Hanami Ksheira. Okay? Now, Rash did not get. Says, the man says, yeah, Rash's Kolshu is not enough. You need Shnei Shlish. It's not Makam Shchita. It's not Mitznar. Koshali, Kain, Rav Huna, Gufe Kamat. So, who's Rav Huna going on? Who's Rav Huna going like? Rav Huna says, Higrim Shachat Behigrim. The according to Lishna Basra, Nishtahi Nishtaher. It's not Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, and it's not Rabbanon. Right? If you cross a chicken with a rabbit, you get Nishtahi Nishtaher. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. No. Al Efsher Shapirish Harav, who's the Rav? Rashi Shmaitz the Ravasi Afilu Divre Rabbi Yehuda. You just got the joke, huh? No, Rabbi Yisai Zok Ramban that Ravasi is going out of Yehuda. Yeah? How's that? The Masi that says, Higrim Shlish, Meshachat Shnei Shlish, is going to Rabbi Yehuda. What does that mean? What does it mean, like, before we get to the Havana, what does he mean?
It's strange.
What's strange? Higrim Shachat the Higrim. What about Shachat Higrim Shachat? Okay. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need. You need Rabbi
Shita.
So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the din? A Higrim, Shlish, Tzvi, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Higrim Shlish, Meshachat Shnei Shlish. What's the din? What?
Kosher.
Yehuda. According to Yehuda, it's kosher. So when Rav Huna B'Shem Rav Asi said, yeah, in Lishna Basra, the Machlekes is Higrim Shlish V'Shachat Shnei Shlish. Yeah, says Ramban that Rav Asi is not going B'Shitas Rav Huna Amarav, he's going B'Shitas Rav Yehuda Amarav. Which says it's totally in Shechita, Rav Shechita. So therefore, just like Shachat Higrim Shachat is kosher, so too Higrim Shachat V'Shachat is also kosher. That's what Rabban says. Kasava Harav. Efshta Pirish Haravza, meaning Rashi. That's how he wants to answer Rashi. Yeah. And we said, that's according to Rashi, that Rabbi Yehuda says, Higrim Shlish, Shachat Shnei Shlish is Dafka Shnei Shlish. So then we have a problem, an extra problem. Yeah, even according to Lishna Basra is a problem with Astir and Rav Huna. Right? Otherwise, just according to Lishna Kam is a problem. Says Ramban, that Rav Asi is going to Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah? Now, could someone please explain this to me? Rashi, we just read the Rashi in the Bible. Yeah? How is Rashi explaining Rabbi Yehuda? How does Rashi explain Rabbi Yehuda? You need Roiv Shechita. Yeah? You need Roiv Shechita. It's not nothing to do with Chiyas, or Mepa Chiyusa, it has to do with Roiv Shechita. Yeah? Yeah? And that's why Shachar Higrim Shachar is good, Higrim Shachar is not good. Because you need Rav Shechita. So now, when Rashi before said, how did Rashi explain the B'yayis of Yehuda going to Lishna Basra? It's like Chatzi Chanapogu. Right? Says Rashi, but is the Mechatz kind of pug? Why? Because there, Mechatz kind of pug, it's Mitzarev. Here it's not Mitzarev. How about Makam Shechita? So therefore, you need Vidaramban, the side of Rashi, the difference, that's a work, in other words, Vidaramban, when Rav Yehuda is Mechalik between Chatzkan and Pogo, all you need to do is a drop, forget it, Guf Rashi said this is Mestara, right? Rashi is Mestara, meaning you have Shechita 50%, or 51%, and by Grom Higrim Shlish, Shachashnei Shlish, there. It's not Mitztarif. You can't use that Grama part. Therefore, you need Pekeret. Therefore, you need Shchita. So then, in the Basra, yeah, is saying you need like a Yehuda, that you need 50%, 51% shechita. That's why Higrim Shlish B'shachas Shnei Shlish is kosher, because you have Shnei Shlish of shechita, yeah. It's totally in 51% of shechita. Not in Mei Bechiyusa, you need 51% Shechita, and by Chatzikana Pogom, you have it, according to the Svar of the Maisha. And it's a male, so that's a Yehuda. Shachat, Higu Shachat, same thing. You need 51% of Shechita, and you have it.
Where do you have it?
Where?
Higu Shachat Vehigrin?
No. You don't have it, that's why it's possible. In Rav Yehuda, Rav Huna or Rav Asi is going in Rav Yehuda. That's what Rav Huna says. Fine, that could work.
It's for sure not Shnei Shlish. It's for sure not Davka.
Well, that was saying the whole time. Anyway. Now,
for sure.
Okay, so that's the particular problem we have in Rashi, the Fidelish and Basra. We said anyway is a problem, the Fidelish and Kama. Yeah, the Fidelish and Kama, but again, Fidelish and Kama, that's Taisa's Kash. The Fidelish and Kama. What does Rav Huna say? The Machoikis is by Shachas Shnei Shlish. By Higgum Shlish, by Shachas Shnei Shlish, everyone holds the puzzle. I Rav Huna himself says Higgum Shachas, Higgum Shachas, Higgum Kasher. Taisa says. Yeah, had the puzzle, Rav Huna, Leel, Higgum Shlish, by Shachas Shnei Shlish, Hasan Mishmei Nirvasi. Malchus Shmei Derab. So Echonami, this is the Machaikis, because it's not Rav Huna's shita in either time. Here he's quoting Rav Asi, here he's quoting Rav. So the question doesn't start. According to Rav Huna Marav, that's what Rav Huna says, his chiddush of Higum, Shach of Higum is kosher. And before he said that Higim, Shachat v'Shachat, is possible. That's a Rasi. And Rav Huna, Avinu Marav, is a whole different shita in how he explains the Mishnah from Yerush Rav Yehuda. No, he explained Yerush Rav Yehuda differently, right? He explained Yerush Rav Yehuda differently. You know, Rehuna Amarab explains, and this is the verse speaks this out in the Mishnah. How does Rehuna Amarab explain the Mishnah? Higrim Shachat Behigrim. What does the Mishnah say? What does the Mishnah say, according to Beis Rehuda? Maloy Chut Api Raiv. Where's the Raiv? Maloy Chut Api Raiv. Where's the Raiv? Higrim Shachat Behigrim. Where's the Raiv? What? Huh? Where's the Raiv? Says the Ritva on the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. It means Raiv. No. It means. Higrim Shachat Behigrim. Oh, it means the Raiv of where the Chiz goes at. One second. It's a funny pshat. He says, according to Gemara, Nechem Rai, Yibay Rai B'Shchita, Emsagi B'Shishach Et Shlish Hem Tzai, Shloi Bad Rama. Man Machshav B'Higim Shlish B'Shachat Shlish. Higrim shlish, yeah. Higrim shachat behigrim. So the nafka chiyusa b'shchita. That's what we explained. Rav Huna, like Gemara says, koshli. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda v'leichut apnei ruba mimias. V'alav palagrim chenina. Yeah. Yishleimet, you mashmalei al pnei ruba, al pnei mokain hashlomas ruba. Mokain hashlomas ruba. What does it mean al pnei ruba? You need that there should be a chut, yeah? Yeah? Mole chut al pnei ruba. What does pnei ruba mean? That mokain hashlomas ruba. That part where we go from 50 to 51%, that's where you need a chut. Zel. Mok mashlamat shu. Fine. Now. Oh. So that's what the Taisa says. The Ma'ase said Rashi in Amud Beis also deals with this question. Right? And Rashi adds something to the equation. Yes? Hachanai, Rashi and Beis, Hachanai, Vimei, Bechiyusa, Boi, Lemitli, Vagram, and Afka. Kohanach, says Rashi. Am and Beis. Yemaschol. Hachanami. Start to turn the page. And look inside. Kohanach, Hikrim, the Kamri, Rav Hun of Rabbi Yehuda, Hacha, La, Vagram, and Rabban of Rabbi Yehuda, Kamri, V'lava pluktayu kaimi. We're not talking about the same hagrama, says Rashi. Dim kain kosh, dravuna, dravuna. Dafil higrim shlish, mishachat shnei shlish, tarif ravuna le'el, l'divrakol. Higrim shlish, mishachat shnei shlish, kund lish nakama. Yes? What does he say? Tarif, everyone holds it's possible. Kosh higrim shlish, Veshachat shlish, v'higim shlish. If higim shlish, veshachat shnei shlish is treif, kol shkein, higim, shachat, v'higim is where you don't have two-thirds shechter. Ela ahi, apluk rabban v'rab yeisi kaima, v'rab huna, mishmeid rab asi kamerla, v'ha amugremes, v'shiba kaiva kaima, k'rab chanina, v'hu mishmeid rab kamba. Says Rashi, how do we answer this in Rav Huna? He doesn't just say like Taisris. This is B'Shem Rav Asi, this is B'Shem Rav, Shalom Yisrael. He says, no, he has another Kanech. Now we're talking about a different Hagrama. Because in the beginning of the Sugya, which we didn't learn, this Machlaik is what's called Hagrama. The Hagrama, the Mishnah says, the Hagrama talks about the Kabasa Elyon, right? We know the Khan is made out of a series of rings. The Kabasa Elyon, that's not actually the only tabas that the cartilage completely surrounds the ring. Yeah, it's not all the other simanim and all the other tabaot are connected with the membrane, whatever it is. Now that's hagrama. Rav Chanina ben and Tigna says hagrama is shipa kaiva, which is like a little like a sort of like a hat on top of the kana, and that's meaning much higher. Higher the hagrama, meaning you go past the tabasa elyon. It's not hagrama. You go past the shiba kaiva. That's where the hagrama. Says Rashi that machlekes between Rav Huna Amar Rav and Rav Huna Rav Asi is also about what type of hagrama we're talking about. The question was what is the at face value makes no sense because. They're arguing, where's Hagrama? Yeah? Is Hagrama Tabas Elyon? Or is Hagrama even higher? But what does that have to do with a tziruf of the Hagrama with the Shechita? Let's see, we'll pick it up tomorrow.
Anyway, I like the kind of shear, the word like a sickle, like the whole picture.